This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Your community, our community, is our business. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It's my great pleasure to welcome back to the show Adele Ferguson, a journalist who needs no introduction to our listeners, and I think no introduction in the business world. I think Adele is very well known. Good morning, Adele. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Macca. Good to be on the show.
It's great. It's great. I watched Four Corners on Monday night, and the story about Medicare fraud that potentially is costing $8 billion a year. You know, dead people, claims being made against dead people, false claims, fraudulent claims. I did see that the, and you might correct me if I'm wrong, was that the head of the AMA has basically said this is not true, but he hasn't read the report. Is that right?
That's correct. That is correct, yes. That the AMA were absolutely livid at these, you know, at these figures, and took great umbrage on it. And he was interviewed on 7:30 on Thursday evening by Sarah Ferguson, and he had to admit he hadn't read the report, and he didn't know how many people had been done for fraud. You know, so when he was talking about little amounts of inappropriate activity, he actually didn't have the facts and figures.
Perhaps
so
he did.
It's hard to start debunking a report when you haven't read it.
Perhaps he didn't read it because a doctor wrote it. He couldn't read it.
Adele, good morning. It's Paul here. Thanks for joining us again. Adele, for anyone who hasn't seen Four Corners, just give us a brief summary.
7:30.
Yeah,
7:30.
Sorry, 7:30. My apologies. Yeah.
7:30.
Just give us a brief summary about what the your report found.
Yeah, so what it was looking at Medicare, and taxpayers put in about $28 billion a year into Medicare. It was set up as a universal healthcare system to give us free health or subsidised health. And over the years, it's been eroded, and, you know, GPs are saying that there's a crisis because rebates haven't gone up for a decade, and there's a lot of problems with it. We went and had a look at what's going on with Medicare, spoke to a number of experts, including Dr. Margaret Foe, who has spent decades doing Medicare billing. She's got a billing system for doctors, hospitals, etc., and also spent 8 years doing a PhD into claims and compliance. She estimates up to 30% of the funds are either being wasted through services that we don't need, through incorrect billing, or even fraud. And she can't estimate how much of that is fraud, and says it doesn't really matter. The fact is billions of dollars are being leaked out of Medicare a year. And those figures were backed up by a previous thesis that had been written, PhD, in 2004 by Catherine Flynn, who estimated it was up to 25%. And then we had the Medicare regulator, Dr. Tony Weber, who in 2012 had come out and estimated it was about $3 billion, up to $3 billion a year. And we went back to him and interviewed him and said, what do you think now? And he said it probably is about $8 billion because in that 10 years, there has been a corporatisation of medicine.
That's a huge amount of money, Adele. So the government puts in, well, we put in, because we pay part of our taxable income, we pay a Medicare levy. The government puts money in. That $8 billion is a percentage of what we pay as taxpayers and how the government tops it up. Do you have a handle on that figure?
It's up to 30%.
Wow.
It's up to 30%. That's what that figure represents. And it's not just fraud. It's also things that are hard to detect, such as, you know, you go to a GP and you might be in there for a few minutes and they may be billing you for a over 20-minute consultation. So, which is, you know, it's under 20 minutes, so it's a different fee. So, you know, so we're getting things, yeah.
Sorry, Adele, I'm just interrupting you. I was going to say, so 18 years now, we've had three separate reports done. Why has there been no action on this? If people have been whistleblowing and saying there's a problem, why are we still in this situation?
I think because Medicare is a sacred cow, and both sides of politics are always reluctant to do anything because they can lose elections by it. And you have these really powerful lobby groups who come down hard, and so governments get afraid. They, you know, they don't have the appetite to look too far.
It's so. Let's assume, you know, the figure that you know you've reported and has been arrived at $8 billion. If that's correct, that's a lot of money, particularly in an environment where the budget, as they keep telling us, is in trouble or serious trouble. The government's announced, I think Mark Butler has announced there's going to be an inquiry, another, you know, like an inquiry. But at the end of the day, Adele, why does it fall to folks such as you to bring this up? Why is this not being looked at? You know, why is you know, Medicare itself not investigating this prior, you know, to you highlighting this? This is what disturbs me. If we didn't have you, we wouldn't hear about this stuff.
But I think there's no appetite to look into it. And you know, Mark Butler is doing an interdepartmental review. So they're really going to be marking their own homework. So I'm very, very sceptical about what that review comes up with.
It's shades of yes, Minister, isn't it? Oh, look, we'll have an interdepartmental inquiry, Humphrey, you know.
into yourself, you know, and this is a department that, you know, people have come forward with, you know, reports that were done years ago where it was estimated it was 10% that was leakage, and parts of the department were saying it's less than 1%.
So, you know, let's be clear, this is not the fault of the current government. It's not necessarily the fault of the previous government. It's the fact that this situation has developed. Some medical practitioners, a very small proportion, I believe, are rorting the system, are frauding the system, and the system isn't picking it up. So we need to fix it. But it seems there isn't an appetite in the bureaucracy to fix it. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, because I think Medicare is a sacred cow, and people get really worried. It was built as an honour system that you assume that practitioners will bill correctly. So they have a provider number, and they can go in and they can, you know, they can access, they go into the Medicare portal, and they just need to have a your date of birth, your name, and your Medicare number. We don't sign anymore, even. We don't check what they're doing. And it's between you and that medical professional what's gone on in that room.
Adele, I think you're highlighting exactly the problem, because the numbers we're talking about with Medicare are so large, it only takes a very, very small proportion of participants not to do the right thing. And because it's administered by the frontline teams, getting access to that data and getting them to want to change the system is going to be tough. So it's going to take some tough action to really try and drill down where are those specific issues to try and find solutions to tackle them. If you've got any ideas, where on earth are we going to start to try and get to the root of this?
I think we need to have a proper independent inquiry to look into it. And, you know, but in the meantime, you know, Margaret Pho has come up with the idea of, you know, when you go and to your GP or to your specialist or whatever, they send you an SMS straight away to say, this is what you just had. And, you know, if it isn't what you just had, then here's a number, report it.
It's just
great advice, though. And I think, you know, that's a lesson to us all, because quite often, you know, if I'm at the GP, I don't take a great deal of notice of those things.
Well, no, you give them, they say, would you like us to make the climb?
It's a trust system, you're right, and you don't do that. So, you know, that's a good piece of practical advice for everyone to try and adhere to.
Just one final question. Sorry, Adele, go.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, I got an email this morning from someone who jumped into their Medicare, and they saw lots of claims that they never had, and one of them was they went in to get a script, wiped a tear and left, and saw on top of the appointment they'd bulk billed Medicare for $100 plus mental health advice, which this woman never had. You know, it's as easy as that.
I've actually had a look at mine, and I don't see any in there. And people can, you know, through their MyGov, they can actually have a look at their Medicare records. Look, thank you for raising this and doing the story, Adele. I had one other question, sort of a bit unrelated. Franking credits seem to be raising their head again in a couple of areas. Do you think the government's got any any appetite to revisit that?
I don't think so. I think after the last, you know, the election before this one, it really bit them hard. So I think they would probably steer clear of it.
You know, it's interesting. Noel Whittaker, you know, has penned a piece in The Age today, and I know you know him, Jeff Wilson. He's agitating a bit, as am I, about some potential retrospective legislation. It's interesting. Medicare's a sacred cow. Franking credits, well, I don't know what term I can give that, but I think that's everyone runs 100 miles an hour in the other direction pretty much, don't they?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. Yes.
Adele, thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The 7:30 report on the Medicare rort. Again, you know, with your great journalism, we wouldn't get to see this type of information in the public domain. So thank you again for like bringing it to our attention.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Paul. A lot of messages. Thank you, listeners, all of them.
Can I just say special thanks to Liam, who sent us a very detailed message then. Liam, totally get that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. There's been a whole host of messages as well, particularly from some new people we've not heard of before. I just want to say thank you to Chris and Mikey. Great to have a first-time text coming through. Thank you for your show and your contribution. Steve and Doug, a lot of good messages coming through, so we appreciate them all.
Mm. And even the ones that don't agree with me.
And they're allowed to do that.
I read them out.
So we had Richard Keane, CEO of Living Positive Victoria.
We did. And we had Ghassan Kasisi from Equality Australia, Peter Khalil, the member for Wills, Alice Drury from the Human Rights Law Centre, and Adele Ferguson. And, of course, not in the studio, but we did hear from Matthew Guy. And the podcast of the op-ed and other matters, and sorry, Harriet Ching and Melissa Lowe, the independent candidate for Hawthorne. Our candidate interviews are going to formally start hopefully next week. We'll be speaking to the main candidates in four or five seats, as we often do, hoping all of them agree to come on. I wouldn't put money on some of the outcomes, but
why would they not want to come on and explain their position to our community?
Because they don't like you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.